Exclusive: NH school employee resigns citing anti-white critical race theory staff training. By Penny Star on July 3, 2021. Dan Kincannon admits the resignation letter he emailed to the Manchester School District and Breitbart News is over the top and, as he described it, bombastic and even insulting. But Kincannon said he felt justified after being asked to take part in critical race theory training. Kincannon told Breitbart News that he felt targeted by what he calls anti-white propaganda at the school. There was this intentional disrespect there because they're the ones with absolute utter disrespect, not to mention hatred, Kincannon said. His resignation letter also mocked the district for its policy to allow students in elementary school to choose their pronouns by signing off with a long list of pronouns. In closing, I wish the Trotsky disciples at MSD nothing but failure in their ongoing quest for civilizational degradation, Kincannon wrote. I leave you with the only verbal response befitting any attempt at anti-white indoctrination, FKU. Kincannon said he was attacked because of the color of his skin and decided to take a stand against the school's embedding critical race theory into its training and policies. My primary goal with doing this is to, number one, make people call this, and recognize this, for what it is, Kincannon said. And that first and foremost before anything else, it is anti-white. School officials, in response to Kincannon's resignation and local news coverage about it, said the training is not mandatory. But Kincannon took part in the virtual lessons that included sessions entitled White Privilege, Cultural Compliance and Racial Bias, Youth Equity Stewardship, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. One session, The New 3 Rupees, taken from the old school cliche about reading, writing and arithmetic, is based on a website by the same name as part of the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy. The New 3 Rupees unlocks civic and compassionate leadership at school, at home, and at work. We offer programs and resources to educate and empower children, parents, educators, and workplace leaders through a lens of racial justice and racial awareness. The New 3 Rupees educates and empowers through the art of social justice storytelling, building relationships, and fostering a sense of responsibility. We are creating a more civic and compassionate society, one child at a time. Kincannon had worked with the Manchester School District as a coordinator of an after-school program for 7 years. I loved the gig, loved my school, loved everything about it, Kincannon said. Until last March when the training sessions were announced. Kincannon said he tried to complain to Human Resources and then filed the complaint against the school district. Kincannon told Breitbart News that he knows for a fact that he wasn't the only one to be offended and express opposition to it. The New Hampshire union leader wrote about Kincannon and reaction to the development, including from a Manchester mayoral candidate. A Manchester mayoral candidate is asking the city school board to release professional development and training materials for school staff that addresses the topics of whiteness, implicit bias, systemic racism, and cultural awareness. After the coordinator of Northwest Elementary's after-school program resigned Monday citing white privilege training. Former school board member and alderman Rich Gerard is also seeking the release of any and all curricular materials, teacher assignments or other classroom instruction materials regarding race relations. Our parents, students and taxpayers have a right to know what training the district is either requiring or making available on a voluntary basis to the staff, said Gerard in a statement. Superintendent of School John Goldhart also issued a statement calling Kincannon's letter extremely inappropriate. He said. The complaint derived from a training session for staff designed to foster critical thinking about race. As we see debates on these issues on the state, local and national stages, I want to reiterate the values of our district and emphasize that the words and actions of this former staff member are not reflective of the district as a whole. I understand that some will agree with this former employee's sentiments, and it's important to underscore that the intent of this message is not to make those people feel unwelcome. Rather, the intent is to ensure that everyone knows they are welcome, safe and secure in Manchester schools. We remain squarely focused on equity and highly invested in the success of all of our students. The newspaper said some school board members briefly addressed Kincannon's resignation at a Monday night meeting but then went on to introduce Tina Kim-Philibot, the school district's new chief equity officer. As for Concannon, he said he is not sure of his next move but said he feels mostly joyful for not only speaking out against critical race theory but even giving up his job in protest. It's not like I've had blinders onto the complete insanity that runs rampant in the society that we live in, Concannon said. And it's always driven me crazy seeing these things happen and seeing good people that just want to carry on about their lives, grin and bear it, but do nothing while they're browbeaten and taught to hate themselves. In another development in New Hampshire, Breitbart News reported more than half of the members of New Hampshire Advisory Council on Diversity and Inclusion resigned Tuesday, days after Governor Chris Sununu, R., signed a measure that bans teaching that individuals are inherently racist because of their skin color. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.